Welcome to Pattonville First Take Sports Show. I am Zach Balzer of Pattonville Today.
I'm Joey Schneider, sports analyst and editor of the Pirate Press.
And I'm Brady Bell, sports editor for the Pirate Press.
And today we're going to talk about the NFL draft and what the Rams are thinking about doing, and also just the Rams in general. What should we start off with? I think at number two, we should take Jake Matthews. I mean, Jake Matthews, he's an explosive player, and he's just so steady off the line. And mirrored with Jake Long, I mean, that's it's a duo that's going to last us 5 to 6 years.
I agree. The Rams need to boost their line in some way. I think Jake Matthews may be a good addition. There's also been some big hype about Greg Robinson from Auburn as well. I think either one of them might fit into the offensive line really good. In the end, it's all about protecting Bradford because you can't have him injured in the sixth game of the season again and expect to win the Super Bowl. I mean, realistically.
Yeah, and I had seen a quote from Stephen White, who's a defensive lineman who's seen the NFL, and he had quoted about Jake Matthews saying, because he was from A&M, protecting Johnny Manziel, and he credited most of Manziel's success to Matthews. And, I mean, it's not like A&M was playing any, like, you know, scrub teams or whatever. I mean, they were playing LSU. I mean, it's not like LSU doesn't have any pass rushers. They're probably still wondering how they got shut down by Matthews. You know, I mean, I just think Matthews, he's a can't-miss guy. I mean, same thing with Clowney, but I think, you know, I mean, because we already have Robert Quinn and Chris Long, so I don't think we don't need Clowney, honestly.
I think that in best case scenario, that if Houston passes up Clowney and goes after a quarterback, then Atlanta will want to move up to the number two spot to get Clowney.
Atlanta's even thinking about going number one. So.
But if in that
Atlanta
case,
wants it too.
If Atlanta moves up, then we'll still have a high first-round pick and we'll be addition to getting other picks further in the draft.
I agree. Having two picks kind of plays out to the Rams' advantage because they could trade one and kind of assess their needs from there later and use that to maybe build up for more picks in the future. Even though this is a draft with like a lot of really good talent, I think that, yeah, they don't need a top-star quarterback early. Maybe they can wait on some linemen a little bit. I don't know. But they just got to strategize this pretty well this year and play things to their advantage come draft day. I think a trade to Atlanta or somebody else for that second pick is very viable at this point.
Yeah, I think you know, kind of what hinges on the Rams' success in this draft is what Houston does. Because, you know, if they do pass on Clowney, that's a whole another window of teams that can possibly move up. Because, I mean, because I don't think Houston's going to want to trade their pick because they can – you know, because they have an opportunity to get Clowney or Bortles or, you know, whoever they're eyeing. So if they pass on Clowney, you know, that's Atlanta or, you know, any other teams that want to come up to get Clowney, or they can get the quarterback that they want. Because I've heard Cleveland really wants Manziel.
I think that the Rams need to get a quarterback sometime in the early parts of this draft.
How early?
Before third round.
Before third round?
I could agree
Before
with that, round. But I don't know if I would necessarily start him over Sam Bradford at this point this year. I mean, we need to see maybe a little bit of development from him, and I don't think that drafting somebody like Manziel or Bortles is going – that might increase competition.
But it's also going to exceed the salary cap.
Exactly.
Like a quarterback like that going that high is going to want money, a lot of money.
Right, so maybe the Rams could wait on somebody like an A.J. McCarron perhaps.
I would be okay with taking McCarron.
If we get McCarron, it's a steal because
whoever gets McCarron's getting a steal.
He is a franchise quarterback and a great leader. I mean, he stayed at Alabama that long.
And what, he won three championships?
On so many of those good teams. He's a leader, and he needs to be classified as a high pick, but no one thinks he's a high pick.
And
everybody's overlooking him.
He's my favorite kind of quarterback. He's a pocket quarterback. I mean, he's not like this Manziel who runs around. I mean, you saw what happened with RG3. I mean, he went rookie year, but then he's on the sideline for half the season. I mean, he's hurt. And, you know, I mean,
that's the thing about being a football quarterback too. You never know transitioning from college to NFL the difference in game level and how the rest of the team's going to react just to your playing style, I guess. So it's definitely a lot of adjustments on the quarterback. I think if the Rams get somebody later who can maybe fulfill some needs in case, like, kind of more so than a Kellen Clemens, then they're going to be set up pretty well.
Yeah, then I think anything's an upgrade from Kellen Clemens.
Yes, but yeah, I like how all the high guys are saying, oh yeah, the future of quarterbacks is definitely the people who are running around and stuff. It's definitely not that.
I want to move on from the quarterback and who they throw the ball to. I think that one other possibility the Rams may be able to consider is Sammy Watkins, because I think maybe adding a wide receiver could give Tavon a little bit of relief and then maybe improve our core a little bit more.
I do like Watkins, but think about drafting him that high and think about how young our receiving core would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really wouldn't have any leadership, honestly.
Right.
Watkins, you know, obviously he's a great player, he's explosive, but I mean, I don't think he can really carry this entire receiving core, which is what we'll probably expect him to do.
I think that we need to get a bigger wide receiver, so I'm going with Mike Evans.
I would like Mike Evans. Ooh. I would like Mike Evans.
Because we have too many small wide receivers. We need somebody big who can go up and get the ball. We already have
Brian Quick.
Yeah, we have Quick, and we have...
But he was from D2, you know, so I mean, it's going to... That's the reason Fisher hasn't played him much, because he's still adapting to the playbook and the different play style.
We have also good tight end group, but still, we need a wide receiver who can go up and get the ball when it needs to happen.
Yeah, it's not like you can find a Megatron, you know, every year, but you know, someone like Larry Fitzgerald or something like that, you know, just a consistent guy who you can just throw to, and you know he's going to do something.
I think consistency is going to be one big thing too when we're looking at the Rams' schedule this year. They've got a lot of tough opponents ahead facing the. Yep. AFC West.
Yeah. And then AFC West is crazy.
So, I mean, I think that they definitely got to use this draft to their advantage. They got to know coming in what they want to do and know their options and be careful with how they use them come May 8th.
Yeah. May 8th, it's going to be a good one. Draft never disappoints, really. We're signing off. This is Pattonville First Take Sports Show. I'm Zach Bolzer.
I'm Joey Schneider.
I'm Brady Bell.
And we'll see you next week.